Hey, what's going on, guys? Today's episode, we're going to have a brief not a brief conversation. We're just going to have a conversation about something I think that needs to be talked about in wrestling. It's the women's division. It's something that needs to be discussed. So today's episode will be about the women's division. This is pretty much all promotions, including WWE. Everybody, there's a lot to talk about. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome to the PBO show. This is your man, D.O. Peter Prince. And we also have Gohan with us in the background. So sorry for that in advance. No background music today. Hopefully you guys can hear me just clear. And everything is good with that. I hope you guys are all having a good day. Today is Sunday. It is Sunday the 26th. There's a lot of things I want to talk about as far as like a recap of just all of the wrestling that we've had. Just all these good things that have been happening. And I'm scrolling through just trying to see how everybody else feels online. And immediately had to come and do this podcast because obviously it does need to be talked about. Women's wrestling, especially since I'm an AEW mark, I'm not gonna lie, I root hard now for AEW. Their women's division is now improving, but like when it was, you know, getting started out, it was abysmal. Because the overall direction just kind of sort of wasn't there. And that's still not putting these ladies down. The wrestlers that they had there, you know, saying they just needed to, you know, polish things. But it's only going to end up being a problem when you don't see them enough, you know. And a lot of people still miss out on the fact that Dark is still something that's being used. So some people that say like they haven't seen any of the women in AEW's women's division enough, they also don't watch Dark. That's a big one. That's a big one for everybody that mainly watches a lot of the product now. They're not watching these YouTube shows. They're not at a good rate. There's not enough people watching AEW Dark and Elevation. Then you need to start watching this. If you are critiquing the women's division in AEW, you do need to watch it. But at the same time, there definitely is improvement that is absolutely needed. Ruby is a big interjection of that improvement. She's another go-getter that they now have that can immediately be right up there with their top contenders. And if you think about it now, so as far as the women's division in AEW, let's look at, your three contenders right now that already have been in the promotion, building themselves up. You got Jade Cargill. Jade Cargill, they already have been doing a great job taking care of her and showcasing her power, showcasing, you know, saying her talents. That's a great thing. It's a huge plus. And it's been showcased, you know what I mean? She's been showcased off. Nyla Rose has already had the title. She's already been a champion for them. And they're, you know, saying, and they have been protecting her by making sure that they keep doing things with her. And there's a lot of stuff that they have been doing with her. And she, you know, saying, continues to improve. So you have a solid person there that's a contender, a believable person that can go after that belt if you ever need her to, you know, saying take the belt so that they can have a heel run and give a good storyline for somebody to get that baby face. They have that available. Right now they already have all of that they need with Britt Baker. Britt Baker is their heel, but at the same time, she's still babyface because of her fucking talent. You know what I mean? The women's division is not as bad as it was, but now we need now a lot of people are saying like there's still not enough. Like matches are 5 minutes, 6 minutes long. Some of them go a little bit over 6 minutes, and they're like, look, I want to give you an A for effort, but what have you done? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what have you done for me lately? Like, a lot of people actually feel a little iffy about giving people a pass with this topic. And I understand. I fully understand why you sort of have an issue with, giving them an A for effort with this. Because, like, there's still so much more, honestly, that you can be doing. There's a lot more that you can be doing for this women's division. And that goes with all the promotions. Some people were saying, like, I don't even think we had a match for the women on Impact. Like, so every promotion across the board definitely could do better. Because even with those amazing matches that we've had with, like, Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch, you know, when we had those are pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Those are like pay-per-view matches. You don't really get those on Raw and SmackDown necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, and you will eventually get something like that. Like right now, people are lucky to have on SmackDown to have Bianca and have Becky. They're lucky to be having those type of matches and stuff like that going on. But when you look at everything across the board, you know, like how long are these promotions spending on match times for women? You know what I mean? Like, why is it that the women's match is 3 minutes, you know, saying like 3 minutes long, 5 minutes long, you know what I mean? And then we move on to the next match. And then the next match is like, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, because it's men. We have to do better. You can't have no woman at all. You can't have anybody looking at these matches and going, 6 minutes? Really? And I know that we can do better than 6 minutes. I don't care if you are a man that's like, look, man, I just don't get interested when I watch women's wrestling. Fuck off, because you're not the only person on the planet. You know what I'm saying? You're not the only person on the planet. And it ends up adding up to like a couple hundred of you guys, but that's 100 of you guys versus thousands and more that don't have a problem with watching women wrestle. You know what I'm saying? This is for your entertainment. Like, I don't get it. I've been to wrestling shows before, and I've actually seen these guys go, boo, come on, man, get the men back out here. It's some real gay-ass mentality, man. Like, it's bullshit. Like, where y'all come from with this shit? Just the way these guys, guys be acting, man. Like, anytime women's sports gets brought up, I always look at comment sections, man. I see what people are saying, and it's disgusting, man. Like, I ain't never been like this. There's no damn guy. Like, I've never seen women do something phenomenal, and then I just immediately went to go pull her down, like, I've never seen seen or heard something amazing that a female did, and then immediately was just like, yo, let me pull the rug up on her. Let me tell her to go get back in that damn kitchen, man. Like, ain't nobody tell you get out the kitchen. Like, I don't get where those comments come from. Even if someone's trolling, there's a lot of motherfuckers trolling. Like, why is 80% of the comment sections the most, like, gross, like, fucked up things that you can think about? I've seen it, especially with UFC women. The shit that they have to go through when they're like just looking at comments of just people just, commenting on their posts for their upcoming matches, highlights for their matches, man. Like, it's disgusting, man. Like, yo, we got this fight on this card coming up, such and such. And motherfuckers in the comment section is like, yo, why is she not making my sandwich? Like, bro, come on. And there's only one thing if it's like one person that does it. If only like one person did it, but it's not. It's several comments, man. It's like, it's really disturbing. But back to our discussion with women's wrestling. all of these promotions, they just have no excuse at this point anymore. You know, it's 2021. You don't need anybody to talk to you and kind of like come up with some ideas and come up with some kind of fresh idea to make things better. You already know that you're fucking up and you've done horrible when it comes to the women's division for all of these promotions. AEW definitely, like, they did horrible when they were starting out. Because, like, you barely saw a lot of these women. And when they would put the matches together, they just didn't think this shit through. You know what I mean? You got to let people know that, like, you're not changing your stance with your female wrestlers. You're not going to change your stance. It's not going anywhere. So if you have some ignorant fans out there that don't want to see females wrestle, guess what? Fuck them. Because even the men need to start standing up and start saying, like, bro, y'all need to have some more respect for these ladies because they out there doing their thing. And there's some talented fucking women out there. Like, AEW is really, like, blessed now. Pretty much, like, now. They're blessed with this talent that they are able really to, you know, like, have right now. We're talking about Jay. We talked about Nyla, about them using her. And then Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa is someone I am absolutely ecstatic about being with All Elite Wrestling. And she's 100% hands-on in. She's a veteran. Been in the business for a long time. If you guys ever do get a chance to check out some of her stuff, she also has her own promotion as well, like a little small wrestling promotion. I think it's Mission Pro Wrestling, MSW. MPW. Mission Pro Wrestling, I think it's called. Just look her up and you'll see her because she's always posting about their upcoming events and stuff like that. She's great. She's amazing for women's wrestling. You know what I'm saying? She's all about it, 100% about it. And she's just a huge plus, you know what I'm saying, for AEW to have picked up, you know, because this young lady is still going to be able to contribute in the back. Like, WWE was only going to make her an official. It's disgusting. They were literally going to just make her an official. They were like, yeah, you're not good enough. Because they didn't care about the wrestling. They didn't care about her wrestling skills or anything like that. And she's not a problem in the back, you know, standing in the back room. She's a helpful person. She's a mentor, you know, saying, and, you know, she loves to teach. She's a teacher. She's had plenty of people, like critics out there, you know, a lot of those guys out there that say, you know, like, wrestling's fake. And, you know, it's stupid. Well, she had one of those guys, you know, like, get in the ring with her. Hi, how do you feel now? Yeah, it sucks. they learn the hard way. She's just, I have nothing bad to say about Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa, they can definitely go places with her as their baby face. But now there's a little bit of a little curb stomp there because now you have Ruby. And Ruby is already, you know, saying, getting treated very well. They know that they can go places with Ruby. So they have options. That's the best thing right now, is that their options are here. And I think we've been hearing a lot about this TBS title because I don't think they want to upset any of the women that are there that may have to wait to hold that title. Because you still have Hikaru Shida. You still have her. And she's a former champ. And she's only going to continue to keep getting better. Like, she's one of the ones that was one of the Josie stars that came in and immediately just started owning her shit. Like, she started honing her craft. And you kept seeing it, you know, seeing her getting better and better. And that's what she's doing now that she doesn't have the belt. And, you know, saying the improvement just kept showing and people just kept seeing her win and just kept seeing her do her thing and everybody got behind her. So when she was the champ, even people then said, why didn't we have a match today? or, you know, saying, why wasn't her match or segment longer? So it needs to be improved. The women are there. The talent is there. You know, Penelope Ford, Red Velvet, Jamie Hayter. You hear me? The talent is there. So let's see. Britt Baker, Nyla Rose, Jade Cargill, Thunder Rosa, Red Velvet, Jamie Hayter. Really haven't seen a Rebel chick wrestle a little bit too much, but she's there. You know she's around. See, Penelope Ford, I guess I would count. Yeah, Penelope Ford, the Bunny, Anna Jay, and Tay Conti, and that's not even including Julia Hart. I'm trying to remember. I don't want to leave anybody out, but just those names. They got about 10 women now. That's, you know what I'm saying? I forgot about Emma. I forgot about Big Swole. You know what I mean? What's the one lady's name? Diamante. They have her. Ivelisse really could have still been there. And she just dropped the ball. I don't want to spread too much negativity with regards to talking about that, but like, yeah, she dropped the ball big time, man. Like, I was so disappointed in Ivelisse, not containing herself. It's this, apparently this situation has happened sometimes with her, a couple of times with her, and it's also been enough of an issue for promotions to not even continue to go working with her because of her backstage antics and stuff. And this, what happened in AEW was really bad for her. She was live on television. There was a Dynamite episode with her and Thunder Rosa, and she literally just gave up in the middle of the match. Pretty much. Or so, like, she literally just didn't sell. Like, she just didn't sell. Like, she was just done. And I think they have said a couple of times that, you know, she's already spoken out about it. Like, she was having issues in the back. She's literally one of the only ones that had an issue in the back. So that's a problem, because everyone else there really gets along with each other. You know what I'm saying? They really appreciate the vibe that is there. That love and that vibe that's there at AEW is a big deal. So for you to be the one person that's like, well, y'all don't see the real things that are going on. Nah, it's just you. Everybody else is happy to be there and is doing whatever they can to put on a fucking great ass show. You're the only person that's got the negativity right now. Goodbye. Like, you're the only one. It sucks because she is talented. And on top of that, when she's hit her peak to where she doesn't, you know, saying, or, you know, really can't contribute as far as like wrestling anymore, that's still another great person to have back there mentoring people. And now you threw all of that away for what? You know, saying, because of you and Thunder Rosa. Thunder Rosa is coming in and doing good things, and y'all both ended up start having this beef behind closed doors. Man, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. Because she just threw all of that away. I mean, she threw all of that away, man. It's sad. But this women's division now, on paper, you look at it, and knowing all the women that are there, these are some talented women. Understand me? These are some really talented women. So I need to start seeing 10-minute matches. You know, and I don't need that only to be with Britt Baker, you know, saying with Britt Baker and Ruby. That needs to be across the board. These ladies need to be having real bona fide matches. You know, you got a 20-minute time limit. I need to really go out there and do their thing. And Penelope Ford, believe it or not, she's put on He's put on some really good matches before. And hell, I remember she had a really great match that she did. Hell, she didn't even have her gear. And now she's changed up her outfit a little. Like, now her outfit stays the way that it is now because she was able to still wrestle in it and move around, do everything that she did. And now it's part of her, like, that is her wrestling gear. And I'm like, hell yeah, go for it. Because she did a really good job. And they've been utilizing her on Dark. She's been doing other things. Like, again, that talent, it's there. You know what I'm saying? It's right there in front of them, but it needs to be showcased. And somebody said something about the Joshi wrestlers that they have. I love these ladies. Joshi wrestling is not something that's familiar with everybody. It's story-based, it's story-driven based, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of comedy there and stuff like that. But those ladies are fucking talented, man. They're talented. When they did the women's tournament and they did the Japan part of the tournament, I had such a fun time watching those women because there was so many of them that I hadn't seen before. And that's a big deal for Emma. Emma, I don't want to say her name wrong. Emma Sakura. I want to say it's Sakura. She really is. She's another teacher. That's what I love about them bringing in a lot of these females that they have in. A lot of the females have long ass credentials where they've been in the game for a minute. So they have a lot of skill sets and just, you know, life lessons and shit to teach. So that's a A+ for all of those young ladies in the back. Any of those young ladies that have been signed, they're sitting there with knowledge. And for the most part, a lot of the roster on AEW hangs out and does things together and stuff like that now. So, you know, it's only a matter of time before, like, some of them, like, just bump into each other. And when they do, it's, you know what I'm saying, they have a great time. They have fun. Emma is always doing something. She has a pencil army. That's her hashtag for her, I guess, her fan base. And I think that's awesome. I think that's awesome. She always updates stuff on Twitter, letting them see their vlog and just showing, because she moved here to the States and everything they've been doing, they've been showcasing, putting their house together and, you know, saying, trying out different American foods and stuff. I think all that shit is awesome. It's cool. It's cool. It's very interactive for people to see some behind the scenes stuff. A lot of other people don't like kayfabe. They don't like the fact that a lot of this kayfabe stuff is now out where you know that the business is choreographed. You know that the business is, you know, someone behind the scenes is putting the ideas together of who wins the matches and who does this. None of that shit fucking matters. Is the shit entertaining? Yes or no? It's that simple. Is it entertaining? And that's what wrestling has always been. But as we were talking today, can the women's division be better? You know, saying, and it absolutely can. Quality over quantity. And that is a big deal. I want to start seeing better time lengths on matches. That was the whole point. What everybody was talking about online today was that, you know, it is atrocious to see all these women across the board get, you know, saying little 3-minute matches, five minute matches. Those are insult matches. Okay, why even have a match for fucking 5 minutes? Okay, your introduction. It, you know, your, when you come out, your entrance itself is sometimes a minute long. So for you to have a 5-minute match, what the fuck? You know, for you to have a 6-minute match where only one of you, the winner of the match, is pretty much the person that gets the entrance music. The other person automatically has to come out to the ring. So we know you're losing. That's a huge tell in wrestling is usually the person that didn't even get a fucking introduction. Like, they didn't even get their intro music, you know, like, played or anything. Yeah, that person usually is the one that's about to lose the fucking match. Like, that's usually how that goes. So, like, people just got to understand. Well, not even people. All the executives got to understand. You got to do better across the board for these ladies, man. It's so much good shit out there. I would love for the West, a lot of you guys out here that are wrestling fans here in the West, to start embracing Joshi wrestling, because a lot of those Joshi wrestlers are not going anywhere in AEW. They're not going anywhere. You have to understand that all of the guys there, Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, they all were in New Japan, and they all have, like, best friends from, from Japan. They're not going, you know what I mean? Like, they're not going anywhere. A lot of those, like, you're going to see Japanese wrestlers show up in AEW. You're going to see Japanese women show up in AEW. And if you have a problem with that, find a new product to, you know, say, and watch. Because those ladies are talented, they're funny, and they deserve, you know, saying, and they deserve showcasing as well. I hated the comments that I saw. I hated when I went to go see a Dynamite episode and the Joshi ladies came out. And yeah, there was a couple of white guys that were right there like, oh man, I guess I gotta go get some popcorn. It's gonna be boring. And it wasn't fucking boring. That was the fucked up part. It wasn't a boring match. Like, it kind of sort of started off slow. But, you know, saying those ladies started picking it up and started flying around the ring, because they can do, you know, a lot of these girls, they can do this shit, man. They can do some exciting shit. Hell, when they showcased Jenny, I was a fan. Them kicks, them fucking kicks were devastating. I mean, like, her kicks are crazy. And I was like, I want to see more of those kicks. Like, keep doing those kicks. Like, she's their agender superstar that's over there. I don't know. I forget what it is. She just doesn't. I guess genderless, non-gender. Non-binary. She's a non-binary wrestler from Japan, and she's awesome. She's awesome. Her, you know what I mean? And there was just a lot of good talented people over there that, you know, really did that thing. And I want to see more of that. I want to see that push over. Mikey Alto. I'm trying to think if that's her name. This young lady, she's really awesome. I wanted them to do a women's faction with her so bad. When she finally got to come here to the United States, to the U.S., everybody was happy to finally see her in the U.S. because, like, she's a different breed, but at the same time, she's awesome. Like, she's really awesome. And I'm getting off topic here. Again, the talent, Tony Khan, you have it. You have the talent. WWE, you've been had the talent. You have a lot of talented females there that, you know, saying that are exceptional. Y'all are not giving all of these ladies the, you know, the credit that they need when it comes to matches. You know, if you give the guys a 10-minute match, you need to understand, you know, these ladies definitely deserve, you know, saying they deserve a 10-minute match as well. And that's not just because, well, you got five, I deserve five. Seriously, why the hell are we doing 5-minute matches, man? Like, what the hell is the point of doing a 5-minute match? What is that for? Who's that help? Who's that serve? Like, I think 10 minutes is a good solid time limit for a match. It's only 10 minutes at that. I think that's solid if you're going to put that on TV. And that's not including a pay-per-view. So guys, you know, we're gonna ask this question on Twitter, and just see what people were thinking. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. I know that, you know, a lot of you guys out there, if you guys feel the same exact way, it definitely can be improved. And there's, you know, there's no excuses needed. It's unacceptable. We should definitely see, you know, saying some longer times for these ladies out there, for them to be able to do their thing. No different than the men. No different than the men. You know, you want to watch Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair any time of the week. Any time of the week. All right, guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Obviously, you can hear my pup is now crying. Love you guys. And until next time.